entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections with your host, Miss Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
I love it.
Wow, this is a super special hour. And Peter, can you pull up that song, Billie Jean, because this is all about beauty queens in
sure.
a second. But I have a surprise on Johnny is one of the film directors.
Okay.
And Peter's going to play something.
You said something about a laugh line or something? Were you telling jokes again?
Yes, actually, I did a little comedy clip. And
when you tell jokes, do you make people laugh or do you make them
Wait a second. I went to comedy school.
You have a Pauly Shore sister? Is that right?
Yes,
I just watched Son-in-Law the other night.
Isn't that a great show?
It's a good movie, yes.
I agree.
One of the few of Pauly Shore, but... Well, all right, let's go to it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yes.
Can I please get a minute of your time?
Yes. John, go set up. I'll be right there.
Hi, David. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Great. I heard that you were one of the top 10 millionaires in the city.
Thank you.
Now, that's amazing. Who do you give credit for being a millionaire?
My wife.
Your wife. That's so sweet. Also, what were you before you were a millionaire?
A billionaire.
Oh, jeez. A billionaire.
The video is adorable. Oh, I will put it on. That is Anjani. He's putting this in film festivals. He's got laughter lines. Check it out on YouTube. Thank you, Anjani. That was so much
it's
fun.
It's so true, though, right?
It is.
You're a billionaire, and then you thank your wife, and you're not a millionaire.
So let's go to our reporters from around the United States from the Miss World Tourism Pageant System. Carrie is on the phone first. She is from Michigan. And let's go to her intro. Ready to go.
Carrie O'Gorman from the great state of Michigan. I am your World's Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018. I just wanted to let you know you are listening to the Hollywood Connections on 106.1 FM in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, as well as 47 syndicated stations across the United States on the StarCom Radio Network. Tune in on Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on TantalkNetwork.com.
Awesome. So that's what I do. I have reporters all over, Denise.
Okay.
And is Carrie on the line with us?
I don't think so. Not yet. No.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to one of her interviews, and I sent over, there's about three of them. She was just at the snowmobile races, Burr, you know, in Michigan.
I know.
I set her up for press and media over there, and she interviewed some other celebrities and some guests. So we'll go to one of her clips, and we'll wait for her to call in. And this is the hour of the power hour of our Beauty Queen reporters, and we'll be right back.
This is Carrie O'Gorman, your world's Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018. I am reporting live for 106.1 FM on Tantalk Radio for the Hollywood Connection show with Dawn Reese. All right, I am here with Chris Canis and his band, and we will, first of all, we're going to speak to the lady that created Mr. Canis.
You really started something, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. This is Angie C. sitting here with Carrie.
I just want to say that you have done a wonderful job raising your boy because he is a wonderful musician.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And how did it get started?
It started by just dragging him along with me to, you know, live concerts. And he was, his first one was Ray Charles. He was 2 years old. We went to Hart Plaza. Ray Charles played for almost 3 hours straight. And after that, he's always loved music. I bought him a guitar when he was seven, but he broke the strings and never played it. And then he picked it back up when he was about 13, and he's been playing ever since.
So there was no forcing him. It was all natural.
Almost try to make him please stop just for an hour so we can, you know, eat dinner.
Right. Okay. Good. All right, Chris. Now you're really in trouble because I brought Mom into the picture, but now you're in big honking trouble. Now, where are you from?
Milford, right now. Grew up in Ann Arbor, though, most of my life, so.
The Green Team.
We're not going to talk about the Green Team.
Okay. All right. We'll leave the sports out of it. Okay. Now, how long, like your mom says that you've been playing steadily since you were 13. Have you always been interested in the blues?
Pretty much. I think my first blues album that I ever bought was The Simpsons Sing the Blues. Weirdly. I know it's weird. And then after that, my uncle had a red T-top Camaro. And he had a pair of 15-inch speakers in there, and he came to pick me up one day, and I think he was playing The Thrill Is Gone, like, as loud as he could, and I was like, what is that? Like, I didn't know what it was, and he told me, and ever since then, I was like,
goodness.
I have to do this. This is what I need to do with my life, so that was it. Blues ever since.
Nice. And when you practice, do you guys all get together as a band, or is it just, you know, here we're going to do this for a week and then maybe next week you're going to come back in and do something else?
It's a mix. Sometimes I'll send them stuff and they'll be like, what is this? Like, why are you sending me this? And then we'll go over it or a lot of times we'll just all get together. Sometimes Norman, comes from Florida, bless his heart. He comes from Florida and flies up and, you know, back and forth from Florida to Michigan. But we get together a lot. And sometimes it'll just be like the four of us or sometimes it'll be all five.
Okay. And when you are traveling, do you do a lot of traveling right now, or is it pretty much just what's up on the internet?
Two weeks ago, we were in Florida. Down at the Alley in the Sanford. And we travel a lot, and we keep it local, too. So it's a good mix of both.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And one other question that I have for you, do you have like CDs that people can buy, or is there a website that people can go and buy your recordings from?
Absolutely. You can pick pretty much everything up off of our website. I think there's CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, everything. We have gear that we got coming out soon, a new album that we're working on still. Keep your ear to the ground and check us out.
Okay, and what is your website?
All So the website is www.chriscanis.net. You can find us on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you got, we got it. So Google it. Yeah, C-H-R-I-S-C-A-N-A-S.
Okay, so if you want to download his music, you can go to any of the Play stores or Apple stores, and or you can go online to www.chriscanas.com. And this is Carrie O'Gorman reporting live with Chris Canis and his band in Sault Ste. Marie for Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM in Clearwater, Florida for the Hollywood Connections and Don Reese. If you are interested in becoming a beauty queen reporter or part of the Miss Tourism pageant like I am, please go to www.worldsmisstourismpageant.com.
We'll be right back. Peter, let's play that intro. This is what this show is all about. It's my reporters around the United States. This is their footage that they've been working on. They're out on VIPs. Billie Jean, beauty queen. I think that kind of goes with this, Denise.
Yes, that pretty much goes with me.
I do. And we're going to be right back with Carrie. And then we have another VIP from Hawaii and also another VIP that's a film director. Come right back with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Carrie O'Gorman, your World Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018, and I am here with one of the racers.
Oops, uh-oh.
We're going to get that one later. Let's go back to Billie Jean. This is another intro because we have other reporters.
The interviews are taking over right now.
Oh, so Carrie is taking over.
Carrie took over the show there. That was crazy. Okay, here we go again. Okay. Let's try it again. Hollywood Connections.
We're back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. This is special we have with our reporters around the United States. Carrie, we just want to say hello to you. Are you there?
I am here, Dawn.
We are so proud of you in Michigan, and we want to thank you and can keep going with all the amazing interviews.
That was so awesome.
Thank you.
And that's so much fun, and we're going to come back with more specials. Stay on the line. I know we have to introduce in just a minute, but you had a question for Carrie.
Carrie, are you, first of all, are you having great fun with this? Because you look like you're just really enjoying yourself.
I am having a blast being a beauty queen reporter for Hollywood Connections and Don Reese and the World Miss Tourism pageant. It's just changed my life. It's given me something to go out there through my midlife crisis and over everything and help people out.
That is so wonderful.
Awesome. Well, Carrie, we want to thank you so much, and we're going to introduce our other reporters as well. We're going to get more footage of you shortly, and tell everyone where they can watch the footage also on your Facebook and your social media.
I am on Facebook at Carrie Yipe, Y-I-P-E, O'Gorman, O apostrophe capital G-O-R-M-A-N, and you can also find my interviews on YouTube under World Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018.
There we go. All right. Sounds great. And we'll be right back. That's Carrie, one of our top reporters in Michigan. And Peter, we also are going on to our next reporter. Where are they calling in from? My gosh, Aloha is coming to mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Hola. That's Spanish. Aloha.
Hi,
tell everyone your name.
Hi, aloha. My name is Tula Laffey with Hollywood Connections in the World Tourism Pageant.
That's right. And we're waiting for a VIP to call in from California. And you did some homework on, you know, so, and tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 10 years old, turning 11.
Let's go to some questions.
When will you be 11?
In April.
Oh, 28th. April?
The 28th? Yes, the 28th.
Okay, so when you come to Florida, because my birthday is April the 25th, we have to go have ice cream. That sounds so perfect. We're going to have ice cream.
Why? We can have chili pie.
Okay, I'll come down there and we'll have ice cream.
So tell us about, while we're waiting for our VIP to call in here that you're going to interview, you know, first, I've seen your mom doing all this beautiful lip scents up there. That is super cool. So I just want to give her a shout out as well. And your mom's a flight attendant and you have brothers and sisters as well, right?
Yes, five siblings all together, counting me, three girls and two boys. Yep.
Awesome. Okay, and tell us why the World's Tourism Pageant means a lot to you while we're waiting for our VIP.
Well, probably because we're always working together. They always understand what's going on with our families, and if we need help, they always encourage us to do all we can do and be who we're meant to be and community service. It's just, there are so many things that I can't really explain in the 10 short minutes I have.
Wonderful. So in the meantime, you know, what we're going to do is if David is, he's in California, and just to give you an idea, we tried to do a live feed with him at the beach the other day, and also, we're still waiting, and then also David is really excited because he's working on two Christian films, and David Hefner, actually it's H-E-A-V-E-N-E-R, will be working with us, and if there's a time change on something, sweetie, we're going to get you back with him. In the meantime, I want you to say reporting for Hollywood Connections, and I want you to ask me or Denise something here of anything you want to ask us. Are you there?
From Hollywood Connections.
Okay. You're live on five stations.
What got you started about this business and radio networking?
That's a great question. Denise, do you want to start that one first?
Oh, my thing is I love music. And I have an artist that sings, and it just tears my heart to listen to him sing. I just enjoy it so much. And I met Dawn, and the rest is history. I love her. I love Hollywood Connections. And we're just about trying to get everybody together, and I think that's really great.
And also for me is to help people like you learn the film directors. And, you know, we're trying to do more live video feeds with the girls. We're excited about that. We're going to do a personal interview with you and David. We're going to do, you know, some actually a FaceTime with you. So as soon as he can get back to me, I'm not sure. We left several messages even with one of his major contacts. So we confirmed, and I'm apologizing, sweetie, that he's not calling in, but we will definitely redo this next week with David for you, so you have that opportunity, okay? But we also have an opportunity where he's doing films, and you can talk to him about how to get in your film, what he's doing in Hawaii, and the opportunities that, you know, go along. And here's an example, while you're on the air with me, sweetheart, is this is called The Secret of Show Business, until our next reporter calls in. And what's really great is people don't realize the social media. You start adding casting directors and producers. They are all casting now on their websites.
Yeah.
Have you
right.
noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
And it's all changed because I talked to another casting director that's working with Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, and she said she's doing Skype interviews for auditions.
Oh, that is, well, you know what? That works really well because if someone's in one other state, they can always get to interview that person instead of trying to knock on doors and flying all the way over the country. That's pretty cool.
Exactly, exactly. So
yeah, I added him to my page, too.
What was that again?
I added him to my page, too.
She added him
Facebook.
To his page?
Right.
Her Facebook page.
Exactly, exactly. I know. Peter, who's on the air?
We got David.
Yay! David, I have 5 minutes, so we're going to do more of an interview. Yay. This is David. David, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in. David, you have a reporter from Hawaii that would like to ask you a couple questions.
Oh, man, this is the first from Hawaii. Okay, shoot away. Fire away. I'm ready. Here we go.
Aloha. My name is Sue Lafayette. from the World Tourism Pageant. Thanks, Mr. Evener, for coming to the show today. Did I say your name right?
Okay, hold on. I can't understand you.
Speak slower, sweetheart. Go ahead, you're on.
Aloha. My name is Tuila, and I'm Hollywood Connections and the World Tourism Pageant. So thank you, Mr. Havener, for coming on the show today. Did I say your name right?
Can you hear
me,
David?
Okay, I heard. She's speaking too fast. What's the question?
Sweetie, give the question. He's waiting for your question.
I'm an actress, and I've been taking acting classes for 2 years. And I was just wondering, are there any rooms in your film for me to audition for? I'm 10 years old, and I'll be 11 in 2 months.
Oh, that's cute.
What? Wait a minute. Hold it. You're 10 years old? You're 10 years old? Is
yes.
this legal?
Yes.
Is this am I going to go to jail because I got a 10-year-old calling me from Hawaii? Oh, come on, Dawn. Are we like, this isn't televised.
Oh, you should see these girls are very talented. You'll be impressed. Seriously, very impressed.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. Honey, the fact you're 10 years old calling me from Hawaii, you have automatically earned a part in my TV series, okay?
So, oh, my goodness, you're so nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, but you haven't heard the part I'm going to give you yet. I have a part for a 10-year-old. I'm going to drop her off a 40-foot building into a dumpster, and she has to. Can you fall 40 feet into a 10-by-10 dumpster filled with cardboard boxes?
Oh yeah, you can see.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the part, baby. You got it. That's it.
So
sign her up.
So David, tell us about your show and what you're working on.
Okay, yeah, I'm working on the last event, which is where I'm at right now. I'm on the set, and I just jumped off the set just to talk to you guys because I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome. It's called The Last Evangelist, and it's an end times prophecy show, it's a regular TV series, episodic. I call it CSI meets Revelation.
Ooh.
I play a cop. And I'm investigating what's happening in the end days, which is the registered churches, cashless society, mark of the beast, all these things I encounter.
So you're doing a film for the rapture?
No, it's not a film. It's a TV series. Not really a rapture. No, the rapture could happen, but it's not really. You know, because some people, they believe in pre-rapture, pre-trib, post-trib. I don't really get into all that. I get into what Scripture says about the mark of the beast, about, you have to buy or sell, and what's happening now with the registered churches, with the government and all that stuff. And, so that's, it's action, but
Is it already going on TV?
No, we're just, right now, we're just shooting the promos on it. The promos will start in about 2 months on television, and then we'll start shooting I think we're going to start shooting actually July 5th.
Well, it's very interesting because my mom has been teaching me about the Book of Revelation just recently.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad she is. My hat's off to any parent that teaches their kids about the Bible, because it doesn't happen enough now, So, I'm not going to toss you into the dumpster after all. I'm going to keep you around for a while, okay?
I thought you were bad guy.
Well, since you're a Christian, I'm not going to kill you off. I thought you were like one of those heathens, but now that you're a good girl, I'm going to I'll toss you in a swimming pool from a 10-story building. How's that?
Well, David, I got to tell you, her mother's a flight attendant, so they can travel. And if she can come to Los Angeles and interview with you and do some behind the scenes, that would be wonderful to meet her as well. And also, you're an amazing actor. And I know that Denise has some questions about that real quick.
Well, I'm sorry. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you, Denise?
I'm fine. How did you come about this movie? And you compared it to CSI versus Revelation. How did that theory come up in your head?
Well, I believe in God, and I believe in the spirit mm-hmm. moves, and I believe the spirit gave it to me. I was on a set shooting another movie last year, and I was up on and I fell asleep on the set because we were working so late. I just crashed out on it. There was a mattress up there, and I woke up in the middle of the night and wrote the first episode. And when I looked up on the wall, there was, you know, because they had been building these walls and stuff, and you know how they do this, they kind of putty up the walls, you know, before they paint it. And I looked up, and they had puttied a cross right in front of me. And I saw that cross, and so I wrote the first episode, and I wrote it in about, I don't know, within an hour, and I sent it off to my staff, and I said, you know, I woke them all up at 4 o'clock in the morning. They were happy about that.
Okay.
And I said, you got to read this. I said, I really feel like it's from God. And so actually they read it, and, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, it was from God, because it wasn't from me, because everybody liked it, you know.
And so
that was last March. And then what happened is I went to a thing called Hear the Watchmen, which is a big convention. They invited me to talk about it.
Okay.
And then I got interviewed by a couple of internet, stars or whatever you want to, people that are known on the internet.
Okay.
And what happened is it took off. I became kind of a person now making these video interviews. And but that's really helped promote the Last Evangelist. I mean, I'm doing it because of the Last Evangelist.
Okay.
I never set out to be a video, you know, interview guy or whatever.
Well, I totally agree with you. There's a lot of times that God will give you, in my opinion, that God will give you something that you've been missing. It's like you've been looking for this for a while, and you have no idea until he goes, here it is. So that's an awesome revelation in itself. That's really cool.
Well, David, we have to do more of a documentary, and I thank you for taking the time off the set and coming, and we want to thank our dear friend for connecting you to me, and you are truly amazing, and I definitely can't wait for you to discuss some other future business ventures that we're working on.
Okay, good.
And David, give your social media.
Yeah, that'd be great. If anybody wants to go to lastevangelist.com, sign the newsletter, and I'll send you out stuff. It's free. If you want to donate, you can go to the site and donate, because it's on raising money for this TV series. I'm not doing it with investors. God said go to my people, which is what I'm doing.
Wow.
That way I'm free to do whatever I want. So you can go to lastevangelist.com. You can also email me at davidhevener.com. And if you want to take my film academy, for just a few pennies, and you'll learn more than you'll ever learn in film school, you can go to davidhevener.com and take my film academy, and the money goes to make The Last Evangelist.
Nice. Well, David, that's amazing. I did have a question. Somebody's asking, how can they submit for your role, any type of roles that you may have? Can they send it to me, I send it over to you, or can it go right to you?
You can send it to me, but the best thing to do is sign up for lastevangelist.com. You'll get my newsletters, and I will put the word out when I start casting. You can go ahead and send it to me, but boy, if it sits there a long time, you know what I'm saying, sometimes things get lost. But go ahead and send it. Send it to both of us, and
okay.
You know, we'll, and also sign the newsletter.
Perfect. Thank you, David, so much for calling in. We're going to get you back on a super special. I have so many
right.
more questions. Thank you to our reporter in Hawaii. Aloha. And we'll be back with another reporter from Hawaii with a special VIP guest that she has. She's been trying to call in. So thank you both for calling in, and thank you, Kara, for being on the line and bringing your footage aboard. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. And Peter is going, oh, this is a new show format, and I know Peter's doing so well. And Denise, what do you think of my reporters helping them out in the industry?
You know what? This is really awesome. I mean, just an opportunity. And that young lady from, she is going to be a perfect actress. You know, she's all the right questions. She's so impressionable. That is really cool. This is just awesome.
Yes, Peter, could you play her intro, Truly, from?
Yes, I can.
There we go. We got to play hers because she was just on.
All right, here we go.
Aloha. My name is Mele Aspen from the islands of rainbows and hula dancers, the Aloha State of Hawaii. I'm your media correspondent for the VH2 Network with Dawn Reese. You are listening to Hollywood Connections at 106.1 FM, broadcasted from the Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida area. Tune in on Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on TanTalkNetwork.com. And again on our 47 syndicated stations across the United States on the Starcom Radio Network. Ehele mai ano kahele ana. Please come along for the journey.
Wow. We're also going to play our other reporter's intro. I'll make sure that happens here because I know we had her on and we're trying to make sure that we were looking for David to call in. So we'll get hers. And is she on? Is Millie on?
Yeah, Millie's on and so is her guest, Bruce.
Perfect. So let's introduce. That was an amazing intro, by the way. And so are you there, sweetheart?
Over here. Hi.
Well, hi. Guess what? This is your minutes to interview your special VIP guest live on the air. Okay.
Okay, well, is Bruce here?
Is Bruce on the phone?
Aloha.
He
Aloha,
is.
Miley. I'm right here.
I'm thinking of Bruce Almighty. Yes, actually, this is a new show format, so, you know, be patient with us. And hi, Bruce. I'm Dawn Reese, and Denise is here.
Hi.
So,
hi there.
So she's going to take over.
Aloha.
Yes, actually, Millie's going to actually take over and interview you right now for a few minutes. So you're on the air live. People are driving and listening to you all over the United States as well.
Wonderful.
Millie,
okay, well, aloha, everyone. Welcome to my segment called Hawaii Artist Reveal. If you've never been to Hawaii and are curious to know what artists we have here on the island, this is the segment that will bring insight into who we are and the culture that exists. So today I have here Bruce Myers of Magic of Bruce Myers LLC, and welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, Miley, I'm just doing great. It was really nice to hear from you again.
You too. I'm so excited. Okay, so I have a question. Everyone is curious about how magic happens, so let's get right to it. This was the craziest thing I read in your bio. You cut a United States congressman in half. Who was it, and how did you do it? And most importantly, is he still around?
I love this.
Well, actually, yes, I did cut a United States congressman in half. And also three mayors, several auctioneers and school principals and other people, but the U.S. congressman was really interesting, and this was in Washington State. And I told him that if he didn't cut my taxes, I wasn't going to put him back together.
That's really fun.
And so, and as far as technique goes, I used a chainsaw.
Wow.
And that's as much as I'm going to tell you.
Well, that's really cool. And so I was also wondering, how old were you when you got into magic? And what was your first show like?
Oh, when I got into magic, actually, I picked it up when I was about 11 years old. I grew up in northern Indiana, and I grew up in a kind of a Norman Rockwell painting. It was a very quaint town, you know, of about 40,000 people. And my father owned a corner grocery store. This is back in the 1960s. And one day I came into the store, and usually I would look over the candy, and if I stocked some shelves or did a few minutes of work, he'd allow me to pick out something that I would like to eat. So this time I was looking through the candy, and I saw this thing. It looked like baseball cards. Same size, same type of wrapper. And it was called Blackstone's Magic Tricks. And I thought, well, this is interesting. So I went to my father and I said, you know, could I get one of these? And he said, sure, just, you know, sweep the back room and it's yours. And so I did. And so it was this magic trick in which you took a piece of play money, like a $1 bill play money, and you turned it in and you threw a handkerchief over it and it turned into a playing card. And then you could hand the playing card out for examination. So I practiced it a little bit, and I thought I would try it on my son. So I went out into the neighborhood, you know, and my friends were there. And I said, okay, now watch this. I have a magic trick. And I did. I did the trick. I threw the handkerchief over the dollar bill, and it changed into a playing card and handed out the playing card. You know, when you're growing up, it's really your friend's job to tell you when you're being stupid, you know. That's their job, you know, and especially if you're trying to pull something over them. So anyways, I did the trick, and then I was waiting, you know, just waiting for the blowback, you know, waiting to, he said, oh, gosh, that's pretty cool. And I thought, wow, really? So the trick worked. So then I went back, and I ended up getting the whole series of these magic tricks. And from there, I went to the library, and I got library book. And then about 50 miles from my home, there was a magic shop. And I started going there and buying books and talking to magicians. And then by the time I was 12 years old, I began doing paid performances. My first paid performance was with them. My first paid performance was with, what's that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was just great fun. So, I really loved it. I had more fun. You know, magic is so much fun. It's just a lot of fun. You know, and it's like playing a banjo or something. You know, it's really hard to play a sad song with a banjo. It's the same with the magic trick. You know, magic is to create wonder and make people laugh. You know, and it's always great when you have a funny magician. You know.
I
really love the art.
Are you from Hawaii originally?
No, actually, originally I'm from northern Indiana.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, I'm towards the end of my career, so I spent most of my career in the greater Seattle area. You know, and I toured with rock bands, and I did all sorts of things. But, yeah, northern Indiana is where I was.
Well, Bruce, what's your website?
My website? Okay, I have, you can get there by typing in magicaloha.com.
Super cool. Okay, continue. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. Magicaloha.com.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
you want to hear about You want to hear about my first show? It was interesting.
I actually have a question for you.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I've taken classes through your Bruce Myers Magic Camp, and they were a lot of fun for kids. And I was wondering, why are these camps important for you to have?
Why are these camps and what?
Why are these camps important? Why are these camps important for you to have?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, well, Miley, you know, in any art form, it's the young people. They're the future of any art form, and they bring the visions and the passions and you know, the enthusiasm to the art. And you know, I created these things to just get children interested in the art of magic. And we started with a YMCA that was in the greater Seattle area. And we did a magic camp there, and it just took off. And before we knew it, we were the most popular specialty camp for the YMCAs throughout the greater Seattle area. And we started doing, yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah. You know, I also remember that we were at a camp that all magicians need to keep the secrets of the art. So why do we have to do that? Why is that important?
Okay, so magic is very dependent upon mystery. You know, it is. And magicians will tell you different reasons why the secrets are important. But I can give you the most important reason. This is it. It's for the audience. You know, magic is so much more exciting when you don't know how it's being done. So if, for example, you see someone floating on the stage, you know, with no visible, they can pass over them, and how does that happen? You know, and the audience, they go to a magic show, and this is the kind of thing they want to see, and they want to be mystified. So really the big reason we keep secrets for the audience, and the more the audience is full, the more people pay me.
Wow!
Well, you know what? We're going to get more of an in-depth interview. I know it's going short, and Peter, we're ready for a quick intro. And I want to thank you from Hawaii. Tell everyone your name again.
My name is Bruce Myers, and it's really been fun. And thank you so much.
Awesome! And also, our reporter in Hawaii, say your name.
Hi, it's Mimi Aspen.
That's right, and she's going to do a more in-depth interview. We will also show social media that. And I thank you for calling in, at both of you, and Godspeed ahead. You did great for your first show.
You sure did.
And how old are you? She's 12.
I'm 12.
Oh, my goodness.
12 years old.
Wow. Okay.
When I was 12 years old, I couldn't even sit up yet.
Oh. Well, we're going to our next reporter. Thank you both for calling in from Hawaii. We need to get there.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Definitely.
All right. So Peter, play that music and we'll be right back.
It's been a long time we've been together, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I.
Okay, that's one of my favorite songs. Of course, we only have a few minutes, actually 10 minutes left. We have two more reporters. And I do want to thank one of our other reporters that was from Hawaii. Peter, you're just going to do her intro real quick. The one that was at 720, we were looking for David. And this is her intro she did for everybody. I'm so proud of her. She's 10 years old.
My name is Sarah Lafi, and I'm reporting live from the Big Island of Hawaii with Hollywood Connections and the World Tourism Pageant.
Awesome. Now we're going to Loretta. Actually, we have a Loretta intro as well, and we're going to go to her interview, and we're going to introduce her in just a moment. And let's do Loretta. She's one of our older reporters, and we're so proud of her.
From the great state of Indiana, I am Loretta Kendall, Mrs. Hoosier State Tourism. The hottest spot in entertainment talk is right here on 106.1 FM Tan Talk Radio. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
And Loretta's also, she has a beautiful article she just did on me, Denise.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Loretta, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Well,
you
break.
Have some amazing music on tonight.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
That's great.
So, real quick, tell us about your magazine first.
We just released our February issue. It was Prom and Pageant. It was a special edition. And we are a art, lifestyle, and fashion magazine. It's LexLocalMagazine.com.
That's right. And I saw the article that I did for you, and I rushed it over to you, and thank you so much for being patient. And Peter, I know I want to play her interview. That's why she's calling in. Loretta has an interview right under her intro. And tell us, set it up. It was about a pet place that you went to?
Yes, pit bulls of St. Francis. They are a animal rescue. They don't only deal with pet bulls, but they also deal with other dogs, and I got to play with some cute little Chihuahua puppies that were just born and who are actually ready for adoption in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, and so we'll be right back. Peter, how are we doing over there?
From the great state of Indiana, I am Loretta Kendall, Mrs. Hoosier State Tourism.
I set this up.
The hottest spot in entertainment talk is right here on 106.1 FM Tan Talk Radio. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Yeah, that's all we got right now. That's what we got, the intro.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Loretta, you know what I'm going to do? We're just going to go and play my music for 1 second, and I'm going to be right back. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Fetch me a bag. Yeah.
up, baby. Sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I take you to the dream, dreamland. Love and I, love and I.
Okay, the interview is here, and she set that clip up, and here we go. We'll be right back with one of our reporters from Indiana.
Hollywood Connections. I'm World's Mrs. Hoosier State Tourism, Loretta Kendall. I'm here with Diane Sturgeon, and she's with Pit Bulls of St. Francis. She is a volunteer, and these adorable little guys that we have with us are stars of their own, right? So tell us about how they are becoming their own show.
So PitBullsOfSt.Francis.com has a live feed of these adorable little guys. They were rescued from J.B. Ogle. They were dumped December 17th. They were dumped at the rescue. They were dumped at J.B. Ogle right before Christmas. At 1 week old, not even 1 week old, the mama and her pups. And so a shelter is not a really good place for pups to live. So Chelsea's Legacy actually reached out to Pit Bulls of St. Francis asking for some help because they're overloaded with small dogs right now from a hoarding case. Whole separate story. But so we stepped up as fosters and we took them into our home. They found a nice warm place to stay. We set up a live feed so that you can view them anytime. You can log in. It's 24/7. And they sleep, they play. They started playing and like fighting and wrestling. So they're getting up there in age. They're probably about 5-6 weeks old now. So.
And you can probably hear the brothers and sisters in the background. So these are not pit bulls, correct?
These are not pit bulls. These are actually little Chihuahua, probably Chihuahua Boston Terrier mix babies. But Pit Bulls of St. Francis takes in friends, is what we call them. So they take in what's needed. They're a rescue that's focused on high-risk shelter dogs or high-risk euthanasia dogs, the dogs that are at risk for being put down pretty much immediately for whatever reason. If the shelter doesn't have room, if they've got heartworm, if they've got a huge medical case that the shelter just can't afford, Pit Bulls of St. Francis steps up and tries to save those dogs.
So tell me a little bit more about the rescue and how they work with pit bulls who have been in situations that are illegal activities.
So Pit Bulls of St. Francis rescues dogs that, you know, like I said, they're at high risk for being euthanized at the shelter. They actually took in a dog that a couple months ago named Althea, and she came from a fighting ring here in Louisville. You know, unfortunately, it still happens no matter how much we fight as animal advocates to try to get our laws changed. It's still happening. Abuse is still happening. Fighting rings are still happening. But Althea came with her. She came from a fighting ring here in Louisville, and she came with her ears cropped off. She lost her ears. I'm not sure if it was in a fighting attack or really what happened to her ears, but she doesn't have little ears. She can still hear, though, and she's an amazing dog. Pit bulls are extremely forgiving. They just want to please their owner. They want to be the best dog that they can be for you and whatever you teach them to be. So if you're teaching them to fight, like they're, unfortunately, they're working for that. Oh, that's a good boy, you know, attaboy. And like when they come to be a pet, like they're just the friendliest dogs and so forgiving.
A lot of people are worried about adopting pit bulls and because of all the media coverage about them being aggressive animals. How can someone who wants to adopt a pit bull ensure that it's a good fit for their family?
So we make sure when we pull from the shelter that they're dog friendly. They have to be dog friendly to come into our rescue. And they get dog tested at the shelter. They have to be dog friendly to come into the rescue because we have a lot of fosters that already have dogs. So we obviously we can't be having fights and such going on. And then we work to give them manners and training while they're in our homes. So I've got a girl named Saki upstairs, and she came from Bullitt County Animal Shelter, who's doing amazing things to turn that shelter around. Angie Webb Greenup is the new director there, and she's amazing. And she really does care about the pit bulls there. But we spent about 2 hours dog testing all of her dogs to see which one we could actually pull into our home, and which one would get along with my pit bull, who's extremely dog friendly. And so we work on manners when they get to our house. We cat test them. We kid test them, meaning, like, you know, they're with our kids. If you know, they show any sign of aggression, like, then we send them to a no kid home or an older kid home that knows, like, how to deal with that.
So, how long have you been fostering, and what does fostering mean to you?
Fostering is our way of giving back to, you know, like a humanitarian outreach and our way of giving back to the world. It really does save a life to foster. These dogs would be put down without our fosters, and our fosters are incredible, opening up their homes. Ow, he's biting me. Opening up our homes and, you know, just loving them. And they pour their hearts and energy into these dogs. And then, you know, we all cry when they leave and they go to their adopted homes because we miss them. We put our love into them. But it's so worth it because we get these pictures from adopting families and updates. And, like, we know that it saved that life and it brought joy to another family.
What is the process to adopt one of the animals from the rescue?
So you can go to our website, pitbullsofstfrancis.com, and fill out an application if you're interested in a particular dog. There's a question that, you know, to, you know, tell which dog you want. So if you're interested in Taji, you can put Taji's name down. If you just want to adopt a dog and you just don't really have a preference or you don't have a dog in mind yet, you can put general dog or, you know, just a dog. And then we'll, like, do a little bit of research and ask you a couple questions of, like, what type of dog you're looking for and what your active, like, how active your lifestyle is. Once you fill out the application and submit it, we have an adoption counselor that starts reviewing the app. She checks all the references. She goes through the questions. And then she makes a phone call. She calls the references, and then she gives a call to you and asks, like, you know, questions about the app and just to figure out what type of dog is the perfect fit for your home.
Is there a process if the animal doesn't fit well with the family or the home?
So if we feel like an animal is not going to fit, like, our fosters will go and meet the family.
So we're really excited. Loretta has a magazine. We will play the full interview on HollywoodConnections.biz. Also on my Facebook, Dawn Reese. Denise, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it was a delight. I had so much fun.
It was. It was. And, you know, this was a new hour that we were doing for everyone. So just to give you an idea, that's the format with the reporters. They're going to call in with amazing footage. We're working on some big broadcasting events, some more celebrities that I put them in front of. And Peter, thank you for doing this tonight. And Loretta, thank you for calling in.
She's gone, but thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Awesome job. The man that has the amazing sports show again on Saturdays.
That's right. It's the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. It's the Sports Web on the Tan Talk Sports Network from 3 to 5 every Saturday afternoon. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
And also go to agiftoftheheart.com and please donate for Andrew Heller. He was supposed to call in tonight with another reporter from Hawaii. We'll have them again in the next week. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. We're super excited. Next week, we'll have our executives here.
And this is Niecy P. Smooches.